Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob Nightingale is my guy at USA Today. Bob, how's it going, buddy?
Yeah, doing great, Scott. How you doing, buddy?
What game are you at tonight?
Cubs and Giants.
Oh, sweet. I'm watching that game. Giants up 3-0. Do you like Bumgarner tomorrow against that Cubs team?
Yeah, like I always like Bumgarner, just about anybody. And yeah, he's going against Hendricks, who's kind of scuffling a little bit since coming off the DL. So yeah, I do like Bumgarner.
Do you think, Bob, that the Cubs, because you know when they took first place, I think a lot of people thought that was it. They were on their way, but it really hasn't been the case. They got first place, and then they actually kind of have wavered. Do you believe that there's a chance, because I do, that they're not going to be able to get the job done in that division even? Because, I mean, everybody keeps talking about how great they are, and it's just not the case.
Well, I still think they'll get the job done, but, you know, here comes St. Louis, just off of an explosion the last few days. Everybody's kept waiting for these guys to take off, and maybe they are. And this will be the first time over 500 in about 2.5 months that they're holding that lead tonight. Brewers are hanging around. And then Quintana, I mean, gave up a 3-spot right away with a home run to Posey, but they didn't hit the pitch well if they want to win this division.
How did St. Louis turn things around and get into the thick of the race? Because all of a sudden, it's like you said, here they are. They're at 500 tonight, and they're going to win that game and go over 500.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the pieces have been there, but just something missing. You know, now they put in Jose Martinez and same spot. He's been helping. They miss that big bumper. They kind of miss confidence. It's almost like a team with no direction. You know, all of a sudden they're finding it. They've always had the good pitching. So they've underachieved, and now they're finally starting to play their level. I would say they're going to score 10 runs every night, but at least now they have the confidence they can, you know, put some big numbers up.
Have you ever seen, I mean, can you think of anything like this tear the Dodgers have been on in there? They're up 2-0. I'm watching that game tonight in Arizona. But tomorrow night, I think it's Wood against Greinke. That should be a really good matchup.
Yeah, it should be. You know, Greinke's pitched lights out all year, particularly that ballpark. But no, I have not. I mean, it's a you know, we all talk about the Tigers' 35-5 start. The Mariners, of course, have won 16 wins. I think they'll break the record because they got off to a slow start, too. I think they won only 9 in the first 20 games. So, you know, you throw away the beginning of the season, they're actually doing better than a 115-game pace.
So do you think that, like, there's any stopping them? Like, I know people have talked about, you know, these other teams, the Nationals, I think, you know, Nationals, the Cubs, et cetera. But, I mean, this looks like a team that's going to destroy everybody, the way they're playing and the pitching they have and that they got – you know, Darvish, and they just seem to be locked and loaded and like they're going to tear through it.
Well, you know, postseason is just a different animal. We'll see. The when you look at the Washington Nationals with Strasburg, Scherzer, Gio Gonzalez, that's tough, particularly with the way Scherzer pitches. And then the whole key is Darvish. If Darvish pitches well, I think they can win it all. If he struggles, you know, they may struggle.
So, let's talk about Judge for a second. Today they're writing stories, you probably have seen some of it, that the baseball has caught up to Aaron Judge, and that bottom line is that this whole, you know, since the All-Star game and everything, his batting average, everything's gone down. But the fact is that people are now starting to write these articles that he's overrated. What do you think?
No, he's certainly not overrated. He had a wonderful first half. But let's be honest, the Yankees were as surprised about his first half as anybody. They never saw it coming either. So I think, you know, he probably was playing over his head. You know, he wasn't going to hit 340 all year. He's a very good player and a lot of potential. But I think people can carry it away, the face of baseball and this and that.
Right.
And I think worn out. He's not used to this long season. hey, pitchers make adjustments to him. He's got to adjust back. And I think it was just natural for him to slow down in the second half.
Who do you think's the face of baseball, Bob? Is it Trout or is it Harper? Because I don't think it's Judge.
No, it's probably not Judge. You know, too young. Yeah, I don't think there is a face yet. I mean, Trout's got the, all the tools in the world and all the talent, you know, MVP race every single year. But he's not a guy that gets out there. You know, he's not a, he stays quiet. He's in Anaheim, during the off season. He's not doing a bunch of stuff. Harper's there. Doesn't quite have the talent as Trout, but a whole lot of talent. So I think it's kind of a combination. You know, Arenado, Machado, certainly Kershaw. So I don't think there is that one guy yet.
As Bob Nightingale with us, USA Today, as everyone thinks the Yankees, since they got that bullpen strengthened up with their deals and that they got Sonny Gray, that they are on their way, and they're actually going backwards. They're now four games out in the East, and they're, as far as I'm concerned, hanging by a thread for the wild card. Do you think even after all their fancy moves, they could still choke and not even make it?
I've never been a big believer in the Yankees all year. I still think they have enough pitching. And, things have gone right. I still think the Red Sox are the best team in the division. If they get Price, watch out. Price comes back. I think they have a good chance of anybody to win the World Series. But, I like the Rays an awful lot in that division. So we'll see. I'm not sure the Rays aren't a better team.
Do you think, is it surprising to you at all, Chris Sale's dominance?
No. This guy was a hidden gem with the White Sox. Now he's finally playing for a contender. And I think AL East, as we're seeing, he just thrives on that pressure, on that spotlight. If this guy was pitching in the National League, especially in the NL West, I think he'd put up Koufax numbers. When everybody talks about, Kershaw and Scherzer, people forget how great this guy is. I think he's the most electric guy in the game since Pedro Martinez.
Wow. So, let me ask you, Bob Nightingale with us. He's at the Cubs-Giants game tonight at AT&T in the City by the Bay. Good having him back on the bench, as always. So Barry Bonds, speaking of the Giants, he obviously has been talking recently about wishing that he would have kept playing baseball and gone for 800 home runs. My question is, obviously I think he could have done that easily, but my question is, because I've talked about this many times, because I covered his entire career in Pittsburgh and in San Francisco. I was in both. Have you ever remembered anyone that was, I think he's one of the biggest jerks I ever met in my life, but he's like the best baseball player I think I ever watched. Like, he was 40-40 when I watched him as a kid every year when he came out of Arizona State. And then when he went out to the Bay, he blew up like the Michelin man because he was, we all know what he was doing. And, of course, he denies it until the cows come home. But was there anyone that you've been around a lot of guys in baseball, all of them. Was there anyone that was more painful than him?
You mean as a talent?
As a person, even as a talent, as a baseball player.
I got along with him, because I went to ASU too. But, same thing. I knew him from the Pirate days. And I got a kick out of him. He had his moments and stuff like that. But he wasn't two-faced. That's who he was. And I remember when I was coming to Padres, Tony Gwynn was like the nicest guy in the world. And he told Barry Bonds, he says, Barry, just try to be nice to media. Try to be nice to people. It'll pay off. And so Bonds, a couple weeks later, says, you know what, Tony, I tried it. I can't do it. And he started slumping when he's been a nice guy. I got to have that chip and that edge on me. And he's going down as one that, got 3, 4, 5 greatest players of all time.
Yeah, I thought he was awesome. I'm not suggesting otherwise. Do you think he'll get into the Hall of Fame?
I do. I think if you put in guys with all the steroid suspicions like Mike Piazza, Jeff Bagwell, Pudge Rodriguez, how in the world can we keep out Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens? I don't think they'll get in next year because the ballots are crowded. I think 2 years from now, 3 years max, I think it's a crime they're not in.
Do you think the Nationals will, because they fixed their bullpen allegedly with Madsen and Doolittle, that they've solved their problems and that they'll finally win in the playoffs or not?
I do. You know, they're going to play the Cubs or whoever, you know, wins the NL Central first round. I think they will. I just saw them at Wrigley Field. There's a whole different animal now with those three guys, you know, Kinsler, Mats, and Doolittle, like a law firm, you know. Back in the bullpen. And it's so much easier now for Dusty. I mean, he knows who to go to. At the end of the game, they got so much more confidence. They got a chance to do serious damage in the postseason.
Do you think Cleveland's starting to play good baseball and that they're on their way?
I do. They're kind of reminding you of the Cubs, right? You keep waiting for them to take off, and they haven't. Big win tonight coming off, you know, coming back against Greg Holland of Colorado. And, they're not as strong as last year, just like the Cubs. You know, that pitching, you know, doesn't scare you. But yet they know how to win, just like the Cubs know how to win. And the American League is so wide open. You know, I think that's a coin flip as far as who wins the pennant, particularly if David Price is not back.
So what about the wild cards? There's so many teams with a shot, the Royals, Tampa, Seattle, Baltimore, Minnie, and the Angels. Is there a sleeper in that pack that you think has a shot at that one-game wild card?
I'll go with Tampa and the Kansas City Royals. I mean, the Royals, you know, two pins the last 3 years. They know how to win. They kept everybody together now. I like them an awful lot. Tampa's my sleeper. I don't think people realize how good this team is. Great young pitching staff. You know, got Chris Archer now on top of it. I think they can scare the daylights of anybody.
So my Pirates have no chance in that. Even though they've won three straight, they have no chance in that Central, you don't think, at four out?
No, yeah, I wish they did more. You know, one of these years they got to do more at the trade deadline. I don't know how you traded, you know, Tony Watson and say, okay, we're still going for this thing, and you make moves like that. I wish, you know, in 1 year they go all in and try to win this thing. You know, it's almost like they kind of, you know, they're not really in it, they're not really out of it. You know, they'll stay in contention all season, but they've never been that aggressive team at the deadline to push them over the top.
So at the end of the day, was the Darvish deal the best deal at the trade deadline, you think?
Well, I mean, I like the Gray deal. I'll send a Gray deal a lot for the Yankees just because you have the next, you know, 2 years. I love what the Nationals did. I love the Cubs, and the Cubs got, you know, Quintana for the next 3 years, you know, plus the Justin Wilson and Alex Avila. So I put those over the Dodgers just because, yeah, let's be honest. They could tell Darvish, go to Hawaii for a couple months, take a vacation, just come back with a fresh arm in October. All you need is guys for four or five starts. Now, if they win the World Series, that's the best trade. If they don't, then it's like, okay. But, yeah, but I give them a lot of credit for going for it. I thought it was great that the front office recognized, hey, this team deserves it. Let's go for the gusto here.
What about the last question, the Duda deal? I thought that was good for Tampa. I like his bat.
Yeah, I thought Tampa made nice a lot of sleeper deals. You know, getting at Echeverria a couple weeks before that from the Marlins. I agree. They made some nice little moves to give that team a chance. You know, they don't have much, you know, money. The team loses money. Nobody shows up for the games. But I like what they've done.
Yeah, hey, Bob, always great having you on. Enjoy the rest of the game. And if you go to that Bumgarner game tomorrow, have a blast. Thanks for coming on the bench. Always love you on the show, man.
All right. Take care, buddy.
All right. Bob Nightingale, my good friend from the USA Today.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.